Now, perhaps the second one is something some of you are finding out. Success isn't overnight. Success can take your whole life. And success isn't without its handicaps and its mishaps. Success is full of haps. You name the hap, it happens. But people don't just get successful, and they don't get successful quick. I'm actually astounded by how many people I meet who seem to be intelligent and sincere, even educated, who actually think success is just going to happen one day for them. And they're standing around waiting for this big break. I have never met anyone who succeeded or read a book on success ever that talked about someone on this big break that made them a success. Because if you're not strong in your desire for success, even if you get your big break, it'll slip through your fingers. I think we live too much at ease in a generation that's too comfortable, and they don't realize what it really has taken to get us to where we are today. It might do us good to go to a third world country for 6 months to find out what life really is like when you don't have all the advantages we have here. Desire is the key. And without it, you're not going to succeed. And God, listen to this, God can't put desire in you. He can help your desires. It doesn't say, Paul said, I prayed and had a desire. He said, I desired and I prayed. Isn't that interesting? The desire drove him to prayer. The prayer didn't drive him to desire. No, I'm not saying prayer won't put desire in you, but I've got news for you. Till you desire, prayer won't put anything in you. It'll just be a verbiage. You'll just be saying words. Look at Proverbs 13. This is important. I don't know how to say enough about how important this desire factor is. In Proverbs 13, he says in verse 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. You know what I find with most people? They don't have a hope in their heart to get sick over. They are just more than happy to just bob along like a cork in a creek. They aren't heart sick about desires not coming. They don't have any desires. It is like this que sera, sera religion. Whatever will be, and I'm just going along with the program. I've got news for you. There isn't a program for you to go along with. You can yoke up with the brethren. You can join the team. But there isn't a program to go along with. And every one of us are going like crazy. Try making your watch work when one of the parts has no desire to work. Or to function, if you please. I meet too many people who aren't heart sick over their condition. They're not heart sick over their problems. They're not heart sick over their shortcomings. They're not heart sick over their missed opportunities. They're not heart sick over where they're at and what they're at. There is no desire in them. Look at verse 19 of the same Proverbs 13. A desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. The funny thing about it is, you know, when last did you sweeten your soul through a desire accomplished? You know, that's right there, the reward system, isn't it? The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. Well, that means this, to sweeten your soul, you've got to get ahead. Now, that's what that says, isn't it? The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. Proverbs 13, 19. That means getting ahead is basic to blessing your soul. Some of you have a sour soul, but you never got ahead ever in anything. You're behind in everything, and you say, I don't understand why I'm always so depressed. I don't understand why I just feel so bad all the time. I don't understand why I just lost all my... Hold it! You have never done a thing. You've never seen a thing through. You've never had a finished product. You've never succeeded in the smallest of goals. You are desireless. Now, I've gone out of my way to press home this word desire for a good reason. It's got two other friends I must speak about before I can get into the dynamics of success.